Are you the kind of woman who isn't interested in living the status quo life, who wants to hear from other women that are paving their own way while making waves? Well then, She Makes Waves is for you. I'm your host, Lindsay Mayuga. Join me as I follow my curiosity around what living a successful life really means. Let's dive in. Okay, guys. So I thought this week's episode, given that the podcast is called She Makes Waves, it would be an appropriate topic to talk about the changing tides of life and the way that a wave comes in and the way the tide changes. And I actually meant to Google the definition of a tide quick. Just bear with me if you would, because I think it will be tide definition, because sometimes I feel like there's something super like spiritual in all these words. So the alternate rising and falling of the sea, usually twice in each lunar day at a particular place due to the attraction of the sun and the moon. The water as affected by the tide. The rising tide covered the wharf. A powerful surge of feeling or trend of event. Drift with or as if with the tide. Okay, so you guys get the gist. So when I think about the podcast, when I think about my life, and I think about the idea of change, it's true that the only constant is change. And so that's why I think waves are such, I don't know, like an amazing analogy, because they come in and they go out and they come in and they go out. And there's this song I love, and it's like, low, high, low, high, low, high. They'd say it cooler than that. But the idea is just like, you know, it's things are up and things are down and things are up and things are down. And I think, you know, sometimes we're disappointed in life that's how life is. But then it is actually kind of what makes it beautiful and worthwhile and memorable and fulfilling, is that we have all these different seasons. And so I thought, you know, what better way to share the evolution of the podcast from being a weekly podcast to now it's going to be a bi-weekly podcast, because I still love doing it, but my energy and the evolution of this is like, I'm putting a lot of time and energy into growing the apprentice that is going to be starting with me. So I thought, Pinterest, don't fail me now. And I pulled up a couple quotes about the tide. Like the changing tides, life twists and slides. And I find like the ocean, or even just the being at the lake, or even a river or a creek, whatever you subscribe to, I find it to be so peaceful. And maybe it's because it's showing us like a constant in our life, which is like this movement and this flow and this change. And, you know, I was on a walking back from dropping our daughter off at school today, and I told my husband, I'm like, I guess I just kind of don't want, I feel kind of bad. I feel like people are going to think I don't care because I'm not doing it as much. And I think that's one of like my limiting beliefs, you know, something that I have to work through of like, just because you're not doing something in the same capacity doesn't mean that you love it any less. And I think that there's, you know, something to be said for all the different seasons of our lives, you know? Like there was a time where like I was home with a little baby on maternity leave, and like this podcast was my lifeline. And then in another season, it was like how I started to find my voice. Like when I shake, if you go back to those first episodes, I'm shakily like trying out how to do this. And I have a podcast voice and a regular voice, and I'm like finding myself and finding my actual voice by trying others on, like a fake podcasting voice, or, you know, through seasons of, you know, bringing on renters in my space, and seasons of becoming an online educator. And so I don't know, I think there's always a through line. One of the episodes of the She Makes Waves is like, in everything you do, there's always a through line. There's something that brings it all together. And, you know, it's kind of cool the way that I feel like I continue to get to interview some of my clients that are in the salon, and how, you know, in a weird way, I feel like I thought I had these separate businesses, and I'm realizing that they really can be kind of one. And, you know, I feel like that's like the beautiful thing about life, like the way it whips and winds and turns. And when we think we've gone underwater and we're like, we're in one of those, what do they call it? Like a washing machine or whatever, where you think you're like, you know, drowning, and then you pop back up and you're like, I'm okay. I think that is why I think the ocean, lakes, I know lakes don't pull you down like that, but I don't know. I just think there's something to be said. It's like, I'm going to do another Pinterest quote. Don't fight the tides of your emotion. Freedom is found in directing your energy towards those things you can control and learning to let go of all that you can't. Sometimes you need to swim and sometimes you just need to float. Sweet Jesus. I didn't even prepare this. It's just, this is what's coming through. It's like, wow. Sometimes you need to swim and sometimes you need to fight for your life. Sometimes you just have to stay above water. And afloat is all that's required of you. And I think that kind of goes back to that limiting belief I have of like, if I do the podcast and I float for a little while because my energy and the things that I want to, you know, like put my soul towards are other things right now, sometimes all I need to do is float. And, you know, I think that as women, as, you know, like kind of like recovering people pleasers, like, or whatever it is, it's like, kind of like, I remember a while ago, like 6 years ago, it was like, some of my work was like going out of my way to like kindly disappoint people. And I think that anytime you want to change how you're doing something, you know, for me, I do wrestle with feeling like I'm letting people down. Sometimes I think that's my imagination. And sometimes I think I'm just like very intuitive. And I think it can backfire. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh my gosh, I can feel so bad about something. But at the end of the day, like me living more into my life is only going to, you know, help ideally other people do that as well. Here comes another quote. This one is a John F. Kennedy. Rising tides lift all boats. I don't know. I like it, JFK. I really do like that. Okay, let's see what else we got here. I feel like there's got to be so many good ones here. Come on, Pinterest. Come on. I thought there'd be more tides. Oh, I like this. It's not exact. Oh, okay. This one's about lighthouses. Some days I'm the ocean. Some days I'm the ship. Tonight I'm the lighthouse at the edge alone and burning. And I think that's like sometimes we are like our own life preserver. Other times the words from someone else are. Other times, you know, it's just life is such a tricky bitch. Okay, here's one. Changing tides. Sometimes if I stop to think, this life we share could drown and sink beneath the waves. I contemplate about the love we do create. I don't know that one. Somebody is going to have to like write in and tell me what in the actual hell that meant. Okay. Let's see. Son of a gun. I think I might have exhausted all, you know, non-cheesy wave quotes, which would be really sad because I would think that there'd be a lot more. Okay, I like this. Okay, I think this is the note I'm going to end on. Some of us will make tiny ripples and others will send waves crashing, but each one will change the surface of the water forever. I like that. I like that because I think in general, we can often feel like, oh, what I'm doing isn't enough, or the thing that I do, or let's say like only this many people listen to my podcast, or only this many people come see me in the salon, or only, and it's like, no, you really do not have any control or say, or really truly depth of knowledge around the impact you're having. And I said this a few episodes ago, it's like, that is actually so freaking cool, right? Like if you don't have to rush to knowing and you don't need to like have like on your, you don't need to like keep score of how many people you are impacting, then you can just let her rip, you know, and you can just show up in the most authentic way and every day how you're meant to in that season that you're in, and the season's going to change, and just trusting that what is for you will not pass you. And I think, you know, even if I were to take this step further, it's like focusing on my salon. It's like there were so many things over the last like 6 years that have like taken me out to sea, right? And I didn't necessarily even think I'd be back here. I didn't even know if I would still be doing hair because of all the other projects I was working on. But I got this clarity when I decided to like let myself go out to sea. And I was like, okay, if I don't come back, I don't come back, and we'll just see where this takes me. And then the tide brought me in. And I'm like, holy shit. I want to do what I've always wanted to do. I now feel like I'm prepared to do it. And I think life is such a humbling, endearing, fulfilling, devastating. This is goes back to the beginning of the episode. It's just like this, like, just when we think we're like riding the tide in and we're just like flying high, it takes us under. And not always in that order. You know, I'm not saying like all good things like get take the rug just can get pulled out from under you. But what I mean is, I think that it all, it's like a, I don't even know what a symphony really is, but I feel like it's all like playing and it's all like music. It's like, it's all coming together in its own perfect timing. And like, a lot of the music we all love, and I don't go to the symphony, but I know people that do, like, you have to have space between the notes. You have to have some sadness and joy. And it's like, it's what makes it real. It's what makes it something people like are drawn to. And I was even thinking about how our stories are all so interesting. Like when I did this, you know, like pop-up photo shoot last week, I was like, God, each person's story is such like a beautiful layered, I don't know. I just felt like everyone that came in to have their photos, and I wanted to tell their story to my friend Anna, the photographer. And each person had just like a rich tapestry of a story with highs and lows and depth and light. And I couldn't really give like a total snapshot of each person, but I did my best because there's so much depth to each person that I've ever met. If you like take the time, and that's like the highs and the lows and the dark and the light and the undercurrent. I don't know. Maybe I'm trying too hard with this wave thing, but anyway, I don't know. I'm just struck by how, what if it's all being divinely put together and orchestrated. Maybe I should have said orchestrate instead of orchestra. I don't know. But at the end of the day, you feel me. You hear what I mean, what I'm saying. And I'm going to have to stop saying at the end of these, have a wave. I can still say have a wave making day, but I'm not going to be able to say talk to you next week. I'll talk to you in 2 weeks. And I love you so much. I don't love you any less because I'm not going to talk to you every week. Okay. I need you to know that. Bye for now.